On the show today, we have World Council of Credit Unions President and CEO Brian Branch talking about his retirement announcement after 31 years at the World Council of Credit Unions. Brian is hanging it up, basically, but he leaves an incredible foundation, built a great team there at WOCU, and couldn't be more grateful for all the work that he has done, not only nationally, but globally for credit unions and their members, and just really impacting people's lives. It's just nothing short of phenomenal. And this conversation, oh my gosh, one of my favorites for sure since I've been doing CU broadcast. So I can't wait for you guys to enjoy it and take your time and just listen to the wisdom that Brian has and what he's experienced throughout the world in helping credit unions. And again, nothing short of phenomenal. So I hope you guys really enjoy this conversation with Brian Branch. Check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have a very special episode for you. Mr. Brian Branch from the World Council of Credit Unions is on with us. Brian, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, great to see you.
Good to see you as well. Happy
Thanks
New
for
Year.
For having me.
And hope everyone's doing A-OK in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. Like we've talked before, you know, it's one of the first things we ask everybody. The world's so much more connected now. We're connecting with everybody virtually across borders and time zones and continents. And the first thing we always ask is everybody healthy? How's your family?
How are you? Mm-hmm, exactly. And it's appropriate. But the big announcement just came out today, and you have announced your retirement from the World Council of Credit Unions after 30. Yeah. Well, I didn't know you were there for 31 years. Oh my gosh.
I'm the gray old dog.
Well, I want to start off the interview by saying thank you very much for your service to credit unions, not only on a national level, but on a global level as well. So what you've done for this industry, again, on a global level, has just been nothing short of phenomenal. So just a big thank you. I think a collective thank you from the industry goes out to you. So we appreciate all that you've done for folks out there. So good stuff. So I mean, I want to cut to the chase here, Brian. So I always find these interviews very bittersweet, because, hey, you know what? We're sad that you're going on to the next chapter of your life, but we're very happy as well that you get to go on to the next chapter of your life. But I want to get to the why are you retiring? Because you're super experienced. You're a fantastic leader. You're obviously a very cosmopolitan person, a global icon, if you will. So why are you retiring now? What's going on?
Well, thanks. You know, some time ago, I said, I'm going to set a date. I'm going to stick to it. And about the end of 2019, you know, I had conversations with my family, my extended family, and I made some commitments to my family. And they were, you know, things I need to do to support my family as they're moving through transition stages. And I can't do that when I'm on the other side of the world. And so I had said, well, I need another year to finish some projects and programs and do my traveling. And so I was looking towards early 2021 as my date to transition from World Council CEO to some, whatever the next stages are going to be.
Right.
And my goodness, along came COVID.
Yeah.
So I stopped traveling a lot sooner. And, you know, getting through the COVID crisis wasn't just about what we needed to do internally at the World Council. It was about what we needed to do to support the international credit union systems all around the world and the challenges they were facing, and sharing with them connections with other credit union systems about how to get through that. So I've extended my stay here a little bit longer into July. But come July, I really need to address my next commitments. And I'm hoping, you know, we get to a point with vaccinations that things start moving back towards the new normal. And we've had lots of strategic discussions at the World Council with our members, with our board, about, you know, how to position for that new normal. And so you know, the World Council is on a very strong foundation, great history, great people, you know, the staff and the board members and our partners and our volunteers, everybody that works with us. So I'm confident that the World Council will be well positioned for moving forward.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, you set the table quite nicely. You have a very, very strong team there. They do, I mean, just like you, they do incredible work, you know, just go above and beyond the call of duty each and every day. So I want to kind of get, I want to start kind of at the beginning here real quickly, but I'm always wonder this about you. I mean, we've had many conversations over the years about your travels and what you've seen and all those types of, but I was always want to know is what is it about working with credit unions on a global level that is so rewarding to you? Because some of this work is, has been actually dangerous because of some of our conversations, you've been, you know, caught in harm's way a couple of times, but it's incredibly rewarding. So can you give me kind of the what is it or the why behind all that?
You know, I, you know, people ask what's different about credit unions. And very often we hear that from regulators, you know, we say, this is really the kind of enabling framework we need to have for credit unions and credit unions are different, you know, and they roll their eyes and they say, well, geez, everyone thinks they're different.
Yeah.
Well, you know, working with credit unions around the world has really shown me how credit unions are different. There's something about the cooperative structure, being a member-owned or a consumer-owned institution that drives a passion in the people that work in credit unions. And so what, I mean, what I've been able to see through the work at the World Council is, you know, we have these very dramatic socioeconomic, political upheavals and shifts in the world. And these are things that have their impact at the community level. Mm-hmm. And that's where the credit unions are rooted. They can't go away like other stockholder institutions will go away when it gets difficult. And so credit unions are on the ground trying to help their communities address these issues. And, you know, it, you see a tremendous passion on the part of the individuals in the credit unions trying to support their communities and what's happening in that moment in their history. And it's not just other parts of the world, it's in the US as well.
Yeah.
And so being part of that passionate response to these challenges in our times, to me has always been a creative exercise, an intellectual exercise, a passionate on the ground, quick response, grassroots exercise. And it's always been something that I've been able to find principles and ideas that apply in another country, or sometimes have we been able to apply here at home in the U.S.
Yeah, that's what I really enjoy about attending the World Credit Union Conference. And because you have all these folks from different parts of the world, but we all have this kind of this theme, this passion about credit unions, and we all have these issues and trend and all this stuff. And but we all come together and we can see things from different points of view and can brainstorm and share and all that type of stuff. So I totally get what you're saying there. So I can see the passion that rises out of that. It's very infectious in a good way. And it's really refreshing to see that in the fast-paced business world that we're in today, that, hey, you know what? This passion, this collaboration still exists out there and people truly care. And what you've done out there has really kind of brought that out to kind of the global forefront from places like Africa and South America and Europe and all the corners of the earth. So it's just, again, it's been amazing to watch, and it really puts things in perspective for us all. And my next question is here, I mean, obviously you've seen a lot in your decade at the helm there at Woku. And so are there a couple of things that really stand out for you in your global travels and helping credit unions over the years? Because I know we've had a number of conversations, and every time I finish talking to you, my jaw is usually on the floor. It's like, oh my gosh, you just experienced that? Good grief.
You know, and I'm people tell me I'm a broken record because over the last 5-10 years, I've seen the same patterns, same trends, and it becomes increasingly more true. And back in 2011, when I took this seat, you know, we had just gone through the global financial crisis, and what we were then seeing was it didn't matter if you were in more sophisticated credit union systems like the U.S. or Canada, Australia, or you were in, you know, less less connected, less sophisticated creating systems in rural parts of Africa or the Pacific. Mm-hmm. We were hearing the same things in terms of what their regulators were looking for them to do. Yeah. And sometimes it seemed out of proportion with what you would expect a community-based financial cooperative institution to do. And so we came to the realization that the regulatory standards now were across borders. And so we've just seen more regulatory burden over this period of time, more attention on managing that risk and those costs. And therefore, it became important for the World Council to take a position, a role before those global standard setters to talk to them about the impact that this would have on credit unions and mitigate that before it hit the national regulators, who would then just often blindly apply it to credit unions. So, there's the issue of regulatory burden. And that's really driven consolidation of a lot of credit union systems around the world. Mm-hmm. So thank goodness we're still growing. You see tremendous growth, and we've done everything we can to support that. Credit unions reaching more people, reaching deeper into more remote areas, deeper down into not just middle and working low income groups as well. We're going to see fewer credit unions. We're going to see much more consolidation everywhere.
Yep.
And so it's a new business model we've got to adjust with, we've got to work with, and make sure that we don't lose that financial inclusion focus on serving the underserved and reaching out to the unserved. The other thing that I've seen very dramatically over the last 5-10 years is the move to digital channels.
And oh yeah,
we've talked about this before. Yeah. And the COVID crisis has just accelerated that. It's no longer a matter of convenience and competition in the marketplace. It's a matter of consumers' perceptions of safety and who they're going to do work with. And so that's something that I've seen dramatically increase over the last few years, and it will just continue.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I remember us talking last year at GAC, the last time many of us saw each other in person. And I think you had a meeting or some sort of conference to go to in South Korea or somewhere like that, like a couple of weeks after. And you had told me, sure. Yeah, they just canceled it because of COVID. And oh my gosh, right. How prophetic was that?
Right. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. So when I got the press release from Greg, it's a great press release, by the way, there are bullet points of all your highlights and achievements and things like that. And there's like 100 of them. And I think that's just scratching the surface, Brian. But are there any other, are there any career highlights that you want to point out that you want to share with folks out there? Because obviously you've done a lot and, not only in your decade at leading Woku, but, the 21 years or the 20 years prior to that as well. So do you want to share some other highlights for us out there?
When you're at the World Council, you're living in, you're part of, you're participating in history. And so, I remember times when at the end of the Soviet Union, when we were working in Eastern European countries, and you had a tremendous sense of the history of those countries because they would share that with you. They were so thirsty for outside contact. They were proud of it. And they were very much looking forward to the future. So I remember in times working with our colleagues in Poland, and these were folks that, we brought to them a photocopy machine, a Xerox machine. And they were just wowed by this machine. And they said, back when we were the underground, we had these mimeograph machines where we would, produce these paper mimeographs, flyers, and then we'd secretly circulate them around. What we could have done if we'd had a Xerox machine. And, visiting in Russia, Ukraine, it was like the Wild West, it's like the old system's gone and we're trying to figure out this democracy thing and how's it work. And, those were very heady times. And then, I've seen horrible things in terms of how people have treated each other, killed each other. And yet, to me, it's always been so striking that elements in the society will come together in their credit unions, despite a civil war, despite genocide, despite a revolution, and they'll start to knit their society back together again in terms of, we need to sit down, we need to find a way to work with each other, we need to get the crops in the field so we can feed our families, we need to find ways to, you know, support local businesses and operations so our young people can have jobs. And so, as distressing as it is sometimes to see the bad things that happen out there in the world, it's always been so inspiring to me about how credit unions inspire people to step in and find solutions. And that's the credit union bug, you know, that bit me a long time ago and just kept me at this work.
Hey, they seem like this, they seem, I mean, based on the conversations we have over the years, I kind of liken credit unions to be these kind of beacons, you know, all over the world, of beacons of almost hope, you know, for.
Absolutely.
It's just, yeah. It's really cool to see that type of stuff. And especially at our level as well. All right. I'm going to ask you a question here. What about your position? What are you going to miss most about your job besides the TSA? We all love the TSA, but what will you miss most about your job?
You know, I miss the face-to-face, the personal interaction with people who, you know, they may look differently than I do. They may talk a different language. They dress differently. They live differently. But again, you know, that connection of values and passion about making life better for their children, work, you know, contributing to their community, and making the world a better place. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about providing for their own roof over their heads and their sustenance and so forth. And you can find that everywhere. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I've found exceptional about working with people in credit unions, in the field, around the world, in the US, is that they're looking for more than that. They're looking for how to help each other. The old people helping people sense of mission is still there. And that's part of what drives the passion of these cooperative institutions. I do leave with a sense of some unfinished work, things that I wish we'd gotten further ahead on. You know, when we went down to Cuba, we met very passionate young people who were really trying to find a way to grow their private economy and have a sense of self-determination. And the government of Cuba wasn't ready for that. They weren't ready for us to talk about credit unions, cooperatives, you know. And so, you know, we've done all we can to provide information, outside communication, but they're not ready for credit union, to allow credit unions yet. Did some work with some great colleagues in the refugee camps in Kurdistan after the ISIS war. And, you know, you see families that are, you know, trying to rescue their daughters that were kidnapped and lost their family members. And they're trying to find an economic path out of these refugee camps. And they said, Creatians, you know, how can we do this? And we scratched our head. And we came up with some viable strategies, and the Kurdistan government was really very interested. The United Nations was very interested. And then, you know, the wars shifted and resources went to that instead of these issues. So, you know, I feel like we left that undone. We still get communications from many of the island countries in the Pacific saying, you know, we don't have other institutions that are providing services, and we've discovered credit unions. We need you to come here and help us put in place a financial inclusion sustainable strategy for credit unions. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that leads me to my next question is, like, what advice do you have for the next person who will fill your shoes?
You know, the World Council is a journey. It's not a transaction. It's about relationships. Relationships are built on trust. They're built on sincerity. And, you know, people want to be treated as though you would want to treat yourself. And if once you're part of the World Council or part of the credit union community, you're received anywhere around the world as part of the family. Mm-hmm. And so it's a wonderful door to walk through. tremendous opportunities, and I'm sure that the next person will enjoy this tremendously, just as I have. It'll be very, very challenging. It calls for lots of creativity, lots of finding new ways to do things, and I'm sure the next person will do a great job. I've had a lot of conversations with the board about what's our future strategic directions, mm-hmm. what kind of person do they want to look for, and I have every confidence that they'll do a great job of finding that next person.
My next question isn't on the list that I gave you, but as you're talking, Brian, I have to ask this. Like, you have literally, and WOCU as well, the World Council, has really literally changed people's lives globally. What does that mean to you? What does that kind of mission mean to you, or that accomplishment rather? And it's an ongoing thing. So what does that mean to you?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's never about me. It's always a team. It's a group that comes together and makes that difference. And, you know, I've always said, I serve as the president and CEO of the World Council. World Council is an organization for service. It's an organization for doing good in the world and for making this world a better place. And the vehicle through which we do that are through credit unions. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we've made a contribution. Like I say, there are a lot of places where I wish we could have made more of a contribution. I think, again, that's part of what makes credit unions different. And I just feel very proud to be part of that and very humbled that it's really a community that has created that.
Yeah, it's a very selfless, humble community, sometimes to a fault, but that's one of its great attributes. It's a very, very selfless. I mean, like you were talking about earlier, it's not only putting a roof over your own head, but how can we help the rest of the community as well? So just that's what's really gratifying about it. So my last question here for you, Brian, is one that kind of popped into my head right when I heard the news. Like, so when most people retire, they say, hey, you know what? We're going to travel and go see the world. You've already done that. That was your job. So what's next for you? I mean, if you want to share, if not, no worries. But I was wondering, like, gosh, you know, is he just going to hang out in the hammock at home and just be with his family and enjoy that company, or hop on another plane and go somewhere again? Because I know how much you love travel still.
Sure. You know, initially I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be great to not constantly be traveling? Well, I've had 10 months of no travel now.
That's right.
So, you know, and frankly, I just don't do well sitting still and not doing anything. So I'm sure I'll find new things to do. When we had set out this plan, Jamie and I had said, okay, when I retire, we're going to take a year and we're going to build a house. We're going to build a new house for ourselves. And I can't tell you how much I look forward to that. I do a lot of carpentry in my spare time. And to me, that's a peaceful way to transition from one long commitment and to think about, okay, so what am I going to take on next?
Wow, that's really cool. I want to see like pictures and things like that, Brian, if you can. So that's an endeavor. So that's a good one for sure. Hey, last one. I mean, just I want to wrap this up in a bow. That I just want to say thank you again for what you've done for this industry. Again, not only on a national level, but on a global level. Again, you've changed lives. Your team has changed lives. And for that, people's lives are better and they're still getting better. So we're just so thankful for the work that you've done over the years and the foundation that you've set at the World Council of Credit Unions. It's just, you put it in good hands for the next person to come in and take the torch and run with it. So we're very, very appreciative. And I'm sad to see you go, but I'm also happy to see you take on this next chapter in your life. And I'm proud to say that I get to call you a friend, and how you've helped me over the years has been nothing short of phenomenal as well. So I thank you from my personal heart as well. So you've done some great things for me. So I appreciate that. But oh my gosh, Brian, I'm so happy for you. So thank you for all that
you've
done.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, and thank you for all your friendship and your support over the years. And We've been part of each other's journey.
Yeah, we have. That's exactly right. Oh, last thing I want to say is, like, don't forget to write that book. I've always been after you to write 101 World Travel Tips from Brian Branch or something like that. That would be a bestseller, bar none. So look forward to that as well. All right, Brian.
Very good.
Thank you so much again. Appreciate the time as always. And I don't think this is the last time we'll probably see each other, because I think you're going to still be around for the next World Council conference. So good to see you again, hopefully.
You know, I'm going to be here for the next 6 months, and part of our plan was to let the next CEO be the person at the World Caribbean Conference this year. And it'd be a great way for that person to get to know the international Caribbean system.
Perfect time for a transition. Well, well done. All right, Brian. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always, and don't be a stranger. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks again.